Hey, Dallas-Fort Worth, KTDK Sanger.
And this is brought to you by Service King Collision Repair Centers. So, let's say we get a little flashlight going here. Step inside the Copenhagen room and let's say hello. To the most abrasive, polarizing radio personality in this market. The man who is the inspiration for the new, soon-to-be-debuted hit song, Cobra Town. Here is Cobra.
Here he is, the Cobra. Here's Cobra.
Hey, call me the Cobra. We told you the story about Boy George a couple days ago, and this story is so freaking bizarre, man. So at 3:15 in the morning, he calls the cops. He's got a girl over at his place. Obviously not a girlfriend because he's extremely homosexual. But calls the cops because someone had robbed his apartment. So the cops show up, obviously, as they do when someone calls and makes that kind of claim. And they're kind of going, well, what happened? And he really never gave a story about what happened and who broke in. And they're like, well, can we check your place and just kind of look around? Yeah, sure. Come on in. So they come in and they find a bag of Coke sitting next to his computer. And they're like, is this yours? And he's like, Oh, I don't know. And the girl who's there goes, oh, there's a lot more than just that.
That's my favorite part of the story.
So then they didn't...
An overly honest girl.
They didn't say exactly, what else was there. They kind of left the story lying right there. So today it comes out that officers searched the apartment and found 13 bags of cocaine, each weighing more than an eighth of an ounce, enough to warrant a felony drug charge. He now faces up to 15 years in prison.
They'll love him in prison.
He'll love them.
Yeah, I mean...
Right.
Maybe he wants to be.
Right. He's charged with criminal possession of a controlled substance in the fourth degree. They say this is the lowest felony. That's a lot of coke, though, isn't it?
They could probably get him for intent to distribute, too. That's a lot of coke, man. How many, 15?
Yeah. They said that he, during his arraignment today, yesterday, he was visibly sobbing, although he kept his mouth shut.
Now, he was initially very defiant about everything, wasn't he?
Well, his lawyer says he does not know where it came from. He has a lot of people in and out of his house. And a man who has something to hide does not call police. And, of course, he's had several drug run-ins. Heroin, coke, weed.
Ecstasy, marijuana, cocaine.
Culture Club sold more than 20 million albums worldwide, too.
Wow. And they suck.
No, they don't.
Oh, my God.
That's an Here he is. Here's 80s Mike.
We got to do a segment on that.
I grew up in the 60s.
That's a lot. That's an ounce and three quarters.
How do you know?
He added it up.
Figured it up.
So...
What's so bad about him?
Let's say I... Culture Club?
Karma Chameleon...
He's a good blue-eyed soul singer.
That soul?
Blue-eyed soul.
Shut up, Ronner.
Yeah, no kidding.
You do need to shut up.
There's nothing wrong with him.
We do got to go over all the 80s bands that you've seen. And you too, Grego. Weren't you involved in that, or was it just you?
Yeah, no, Amber's a big part of it.
Duran.
All the gay 80s bands that both you guys were...
Well, I haven't seen that many.
Yeah, but... You know, we make fun of Danny for going to see Jackal and Motorhead and all those other bands. And yeah.
I've never seen Jackal.
I guarantee you, it's a lot more bizarre to picture Danny seeing Jackal.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
Than me seeing Cutting Crew.
Weird. Cutting Crew. What's their one song?
I Just Died in Your Arms Tonight.
Gay! You're gay! It's so gay!
Why?
I just died in your arms tonight. And you
I didn't say I liked it.
You saw them.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
No, I
go to concerts all the time to see bands that I hate.
Well, I never saw them.
Yeah,
I was just using them as an example.
You ever seen the Thompson twins?
You ever seen the toy?
You ever seen Johnny H. Jazz?
What do they do?
I don't know.
They do... Yeah, you do know. What is it, Kevin?
I can't even think of the name of that stupid song. It's your default song.
Your default song.
The one that we always sing.
Kevin!
Oh, Shattered Dreams?
Yes, Shattered Dreams.
What's so bad about this?
You quit your job to go follow them around on tour. That's what's wrong with you.
Yep. All right, keep going.
All right, so,
I'm getting us off track here. That's for another day.
Oprah Winfrey. This is a great story, man. Make fun of Oprah all you want, but this is a hell of a story. On October 4th, she devoted an entire show to raising awareness of child predators, sexual predators, announcing Oprah's child predator watch list. Now, we talked about this before. She flashed up, like, all the top sex offenders that are on the loose in the country, flashed pictures of them. What do you think's going to happen?
I don't know. What?
They're going to catch them because they're on Oprah's show.
And everybody watches it.
And sure enough, they caught two of them. Guys that have been on the lam forever.
Wow. But did they get the silver fox?
Yeah. And these two chicks found them. And you know what she said? She goes, if anyone finds these people, I will cut you a check for 50 grand. Sure enough, the two women who turned them in, turned the guys in, show up on her show. Here's your money. $50,000. She goes, the best money I've ever spent.
I need $50,000.
You know, she's just doing funding on a higher level.
She's doing good.
She's doing funding for good, not evil.
She's doing good funding, not silly, meaningless funding.
I like silly, meaningless funding better.
Funny. I like the kind of funding that makes Snake miserable.
You don't like this, taking sexual child predators
good.
Off
well,
the
yeah,
street?
Well, yeah, I like that.
I mean, that's okay.
Hey.
But it's second to see you suffering from eating.
It's no eating 100 hard-boiled eggs.
But she's cool.
So I hear there's a rift between her and Dr. Phil, too.
Really?
Well, good, because you know what? She's better than him. But better than him.
But isn't there no him without her?
Yeah, she's the one who made him famous. And I can't believe she
just
bought
like
into
no
that.
Me without you?
Shut up, Ronner.
it says one woman recognized
or is
this
that
guy.
No you without me.
One of these women recognized one of these guys from the program as her neighbor. Then she checked the sex offenders' profiles, of course, on Oprah.com. Then called the FBI in Minneapolis to turn in the man. It's amazing.
And he was busted, huh?
Yeah. Another sex offender was arrested in Belize, Central America, after a local woman recognized him from the show and contacted local authorities. Belize. So this guy...
The world's not big enough to hide in.
This guy is thinking, I am home free. I am in Central America in a dump.
What makes you think he was living in a dump?
Well, you don't know that.
Who's gonna look, you know, actually, Belize has some nice parts. I shouldn't rag on Belize like that. But give me a break, man. Arnold Schwarzenegger has signed on. And I guess is he just saying that he's a one-term governor? Because he's agreed to star in a fourth Terminator movie and a sequel to True Lies, which was good. True Lies was good.
Yes. Was it?
Yes. He says, we all caught up. Me, Jamie Lee Curtis, James Cameron.
What about Tom Arnold?
And Tom Arnold, yeah. To talk about True Lies. And we're doing it. He did hey dill me. Oh, he hey dill Danny. Danny had the hey dill shirt on.
Hey Dill.
Hey Dill. So look for a Terminator 4 and a True Lies 2.
Well, he's just figuring out that cyborging pays a lot better than governing.
You think he's having
more fun too?
You think he's having fun doing this governor stuff?
Can't.
Having fun.
I mean, he's used to doing whatever he wants to. Works on his schedule, and now he's got all these assistants saying, oh, no, you've got to do this at this time. You've got to go cut this ribbon. You got to go talk to this elementary school, and you got to give a speech here.
You got to hang out with Skeletor more often, too.
Right.
And he is, he's hating it.
She is so skinny.
I can't, I don't know why anybody
hating her.
Can you imagine him on her?
Oh, jeez.
He's not that big anymore.
Well, he's still 6'4", probably 240, 50.
He's sure he's not that 6'4".
He's like 5'11".
Yeah, he's not that tall.
I can guarantee you he is at least 6'3".
No, he's not either. No, he's not. I thought so, too.
He's got to be.
I don't think he's 6 foot.
Look it up.
On what? Height.com?
IMDb has their height.
I don't think they have height on IMDb.
Well, just try.
Danny, examine it.
I mean, that's all I want. It's just, if I had a computer in front of me, I would, Danny, but I don't.
Maybe they incorporate devices.
According to All Movie Portal,
yes,
he is 6'2", 257 pounds.
All Movie Portal, not 3.
That's what it says. And then also it has it on actorarchives.com.
6'2", 257.
More misinformation by Corby.
Okay.
6'4".
Well, Grego said he was 4'8".
No, he didn't.
You know, I still...
I question that.
I do, too.
Are we getting him confused with Stallone? Because Stallone's like...
He's 5'6".
He's a midge.
No!
Stallone's short.
Yeah.
I question whether he's 6'2".
Don't. It's on the internet.
Argue with the internet.
Yeah,
well, it looks
me.
Better.
All
it looks
movie
better
portal.
When you list yourself as 6'2", than 5'11".
Allmovieeroticportal.com.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
GiantDirtyPortal.org.
Oh, Corby.
The number one album in America is Nickelback.
What?
Yeah, Nickelback. Aren't they like a...
I blame them on you.
Here's their hit, Photo. This is like the biggest number one rock, radio rock single.
This is... awful.
Listen to this.
Oh, man, this sucks.
This right here sounds like Danny when he's parodying this stuff.
It's going to get real big and heavy in a minute. Turn it up, Groobs. Just wait. Just wait.
I saw these bills on Jimmy Kimmel the other night.
Singing this?
Yes.
Does it ever get louder than this?
Maybe. I was out on it by this time.
How did the record company decide who's going to have a hit?
Hell.
You could take this exact same song and get rid of the angry vocals and have some twangy guy sing it, put a steel guitar on it, and be a number one hit in country. Does it sound like that? Just that generic,
generic
bull crap,
generic
slick songwriting,
generic moldable pop.
You can make it into anything.
Yeah.
Why is he so pissed?
Why does he suck so bad?
That's the better question. You know the lyrics to this, Danny? Maybe you could tell us how it sounds country-wise.
You know what? I should do a country version of this. It'd be funny.
That takes effort. Let's not do that.
Nickelback sold 6 million copies of their last album.
I can't even book Buster Olney. Much less do a song parody.
Hey, you tried. What can you do?
It's all right, Danny. It's all right. You're doing a fine job.
Keeping the streak going.
Sienna Miller and Jude Law are officially broken up after he snogged his, was she a nanny or something like that?
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
He's banging his nanny.
That is one nice piece, too.
Boy, she...
The nanny?
No, Sienna Miller.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, what? Are you surprised? Jude Law?
The hottest man alive?
Can get a hot woman? I mean, you know what?
No, I'm just pointing out that she is.
I hear...
I'm sure he could get a lot of tail.
Yeah, but the nanny
ain't
that great.
This doesn't even need to be mentioned, though. If she were ugly, then it's time.
I know. What I'm saying is, I'll bet the nanny ain't that great.
Oh. Yeah, but it's not about better or
it's
prettier.
Different.
It's just different.
Whatever. You know what? I wish we could say your famous line.
What is it?
We can't say it, or I would.
No matter how hot.
No, not that. Oh. No, it's just something to...
Out of my way?
No.
Oh.
It's just something to...
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That one.
I still don't know which one you're talking about. Yeah. I swear I don't.
Oh!
okay. Yeah.
Is that on the air?
Yeah, that was on the air.
It's just, you know, these guys get so, they look at that, that hot piece of ass, and they're like, God, you know, you are one of the hottest women in the world, but see, the thing is, I'm really sick of your ass. And I could go down, I could go downstairs and bang the nanny, and she wouldn't even question it.
Why? Because I can.
Right, because I can't. And then when I get tired of her, I can go next door and bang my 80-year-old neighbor.
Hello.
We gotta go.
I can
you know
do.
You want it. Let's just go one time here.
You think you can roll into like? could roll into one of those Deep Ellum bars on a Saturday night and pick up some tail.
Any of them, anyone. He could walk into any place in the city right now and pick out any girl he wanted. Married.
Sales department.
Any
right
one
here?
Of them.
Are you kidding?
Any are. I could do that.
Okay.
Nick, 550.
We need a segment.
That's right. That's coming up next here on The Ticket.
What is this?
What is going on here?
Well, it's Clarence Murphy, our maintenance man here in the building, storming in on us. Clarence, we're on the air.
Dunham Miller, it's me, Clarence Murphy, your maintenance man.
That's
what we just said.
Yeah, I heard you guys were going to talk about high school volleyball and thought I'd come and chime in.
Wow, that's quick.